हम सर्वाइसिस की कुछ और वाइवा क्वेश्चंस डिस्कस कर लेते हैं. आई एम रीडिंग इट फ्रॉम द DYP सर्वाइवल गाइड. इसमें जो इम्पॉर्टेंट कुछ पॉइंट्स एक्स्ट्रा और उसके अलावा कुछ और एडिशनल वाइवा पॉइंट्स को भी डिस्कस करेंगे विच माइट बी आस्ड इन अ केस रिलेटेड सर्वाइसिस. तो सबसे पहले तो जब हमने अपनी क्लिनिकल एग्जामिनेशन जो हिस्ट्री और एग्जामिनेशन कंप्लीट करने के बाद जो पहला इम्प्रेशन होता है ना, इट शुड बी डिस्क्राइब्ड इन अ वेरी गुड वर्ड्स. Here it is written that we might say that a patient of age, say 30 years of age, 40 years of age, with a mild, moderate or severe type of psoriasis, and then we may also say that it is a moderate type of a chronic plaque psoriasis involving the 40 to 50% body surface area with the characteristic lesions of psoriasis. With or without Auspert sign positivity, Koebner phenomena, Wonderoff's rings, with a PASI score of this, and along with the nail and scalp involvement, joint involvement, either it is treated partially or untreated. So this will give us a complete impression of the disease in one sentence. After that, I'm going to discuss some of the important points which may be related to the viva. For example, we are going to discuss about the Wonderoff's ring. So we know that there are certain lesions of psoriasis which may have a hypopigmented ring around the lesion. These are mainly the healing psoriatic plaques, and it is because of the secretion of the prostaglandin E2 which causes vasoconstriction and hence produce a hypopigmented ring. This Wonderoff's ring may also be seen in hallo nevus and lichen planus. Then we may be asked about candle wax sign. So it is the easy removal of the scales when we are trying to scrap it off. So it is removed so easily, just like we remove the wax of a candle, hence named the candle wax sign. Then we are going to talk about the differences between the seborrheic dermatitis and psoriasis, which is one of the closest stages of psoriasis, especially in children, in which we have seen that psoriasis appears on the perianal area, so it looks like seborrheic dermatitis, or sometimes the features may be present on the upper trunk, on the scalp, neck. So if you want to differentiate it, then the important differentiating point is this, that we look at the quality of the scales. Usually in psoriasis we have seen that the scales are much drier as compared to seborrheic dermatitis. They are silvery white in color, whereas those in the seborrheic dermatitis are greasy yellow scales. Distribution is mainly on the extensor areas in case of psoriasis, and these the lesions as well as the scales are mainly present on the flexural areas or on the typical seborrheic areas. The scalp lesions in the psoriasis, they extend beyond the frontal margin, which is known as a corona psoriatica. Whereas in seborrheic dermatitis, the scalp lesions do not extend beyond the frontal margin. It is known as a corona seborrheica. Auspert sign when done will be positive in psoriasis and it will be negative in seborrheic dermatitis. Then whenever we are taking the history from a lady and the woman is in the reproductive years, we ask about the relationship with this pregnancy ke is bimari ke dauran jo hai wo aapke hamal pe kya asar aaya, ya hamal ke dauran is bimari ke upar kya asar aaya hai. So usually the psoriasis improves during the pregnancy due to the same effect that the immune response changes from Th1 to Th2, so the psoriasis improves, except in case of pustular psoriasis or impetigo herpetiformis, which become worsened during the pregnancy, and hence it is also associated with complications such as decreased fertility and fetal loss. Then talking about certain drugs which can aggravate psoriasis, these are usually the NSAIDs, lithium, beta blockers, anti-epileptic drugs. Yes, mainly these are the drugs which may aggravate psoriasis. Then when we are talking about the personal history, we ask about smoking and alcoholism, because the smoking increases the psoriasis severity by twofolds. Whereas when we are talking about the alcoholism, then alcoholism also worsens the disease, and because it has a deleterious effect on the liver and the enzymes. So that's why whenever we are planning to give methotrexate to the patient or retinoids to the patient, which itself has its side effects on the liver function, so we have to ask about alcoholism from the patient. In case of coexistent HIV infection, the disease will be much more severe, and there will be more incidence of arthritis, dactylitis and enthesitis in patients who have coexistent HIV with psoriasis. Then talking about the what are the diseases which may show auspice sign positivity, these are mainly three. First is psoriasis, others being actinic keratosis and Leber's disease. We may remember it by the mnemonic PAT. उसके बाद जो जितने भी psoriasis के patients होते हैं उन सब में auspice sign positive होते हैं except a few. Like guttate psoriasis, flexural psoriasis and pustular psoriasis, in which the auspice sign may be negative. It is usually negative. Besides this, partially treated psoriasis, even if it is the chronic plaque psoriasis, auspice sign will be negative, and it is also negative in case of scalp psoriasis. Then what are the disorders in which the Koebner's phenomena may be positive? These are mainly psoriasis, lichen planus, verruca vulgaris and lichen nodosa.